Tuesday, September 24th, was the second day of the trial against Stanley Patrick Weber, and I'll start with a warning. This story contains language necessary to tell of allegations of child sexual abuse. Three men took the stand and testified that the former Indian Health Services pediatrician raped them when they were children. Their stories are similar. Weber first had contact with them when they were patients at the IHS clinic at Pine Ridge. The first witness is 32 years old, with close-cropped dark hair and a deep, raspy voice. He clears his throat a lot, perhaps a symptom of the asthma that he says drove him to Stanley Weber's office when he was 7 years old. When he's asked to tell what happened to him, he's embarrassed and sits silently for long pauses. In the gallery, the people watching share the silence. He chips out the story in brief sentences. The doctor told him to drop his pants and then manually manipulated his genitals until the child became aroused. He says the doctor penetrated his rectum on more than one occasion, and it hurt the first time. When Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Collins asks him if it hurt subsequently, the witness answers it felt wrong, but it didn't feel bad. When he's asked if he said no, he says he did by tensing up, but he didn't speak his objections. On the stand, he says, "I don't even have the words for it now." The second witness, also 32, is a prison inmate with long dark hair pulled back, exposing an elaborate neck tattoo. He says his grandmother took care of him, but she died when he was about 10 years old. After that, he says, "I had to walk in a man's shoes when I was a boy." He says Stanley Patrick Weber was the only adult who took an interest in him. The doctor hired him to mow and clean at his bungalow in IHS housing and took him in when his own relatives wouldn't open the door. But he also says Weber gave him the drugs that resulted in the opioid addiction he still fights today, and that the relationship became sexual when he was 12 to 13 years old. This witness admits that he and the third witness went to Weber's house and attacked him and took money from him. The third witness confirms that report. He says, "We went up to his house, he opened the door, and we gave him what he deserved." That last witness, a few years younger than the first two, cries and wipes tears away as he says, "I did what he asked me to. I'm ashamed of it." More witnesses claiming sexual abuse when they were children are scheduled to testify. The Stanley Weber trial is on the court's calendar through Tuesday, October 1st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.